This is your credit news for Friday, March 6, 2015. Michiganders report the fifth most fraud in the nation and the sixth most identity theft in the nation per capita, according to a Federal Trade Commission report. The report was on data from the Consumer Sentinel database, a secure database of consumer community complaints that only law enforcement can access. While the complaints are not verified, they reveal trends and other data. In 2014, 60% of the complaints received nationally were about fraud. More than 2.5 total complaints in all areas were received, and more than 1.5 million of those were fraud. Michigan had the fifth highest reporting of fraud and other complaints per capita at 749.2 complaints per 100,000. The highest state, Florida, had 1,007.3 complaints per 100,000. Other states ranking above Michigan were Georgia, Nevada, and Delaware. The state with the fewest complaints per capita was North Dakota at 334.4 complaints per 100,000 residents. According to the website GoBankingRates.com, here are 24 things you need to know to build credit. A credit score ranges from 300 to 850. Your score is calculated using information in your credit reports, one from each of the three credit bureaus. Creditors use it to determine the chance that you will repay a debt as agreed. Number 2, good credit can save you money. Number 3, FICO is the most commonly used score. Number 4, FICO scores are just non-FICO credit scores. A FICO score is a term used to describe other reputable non-FICO credit scores, such as the Vantage score, which was developed by the three credit bureaus. Experian also offers the Experian National Risk Model, and TransUnion offers the TransUnion New Age score. Credit scores vary and can change. You can get your credit scores for free. There are now many ways to get access to both FICO and non-FICO scores. Some are for a fee and some are for free. Number 7, you might not know which scores lenders use. Number 8, you have the right to know why you were denied credit if you were denied. Number 9, negative items stay on credit reports for a long time. Number 10, negative items can be removed. According to the FCRA, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, when you challenge a collection account and the item cannot be verified with the reporting source, then it must be removed from your credit report. Outdated and incorrect collection accounts must be removed. Number 11, tax liens can be withdrawn from credit reports. Paying bills on time will boost your score. Number 13, technology can help you pay your bills on time. Number 14, credit card utilization can repair your score. Charging cards, this is number 15, charging cards with balances does not help. Number 17, emergency funds can help prevent credit card usage. Number 18, naming your teen as an authorized user can help build their score. Student loan debt can hurt credit scores. If you co-sign on loans, that can hurt your credit. Number 21, identity theft might negatively affect your score. Number 22, keeping unused credit cards will pay off. Number 23, hard inquiries can impact your score. And finally, number 24, and I'm quite frankly amazed that this is on this report, credit repair companies can do the work for you. According to the FTC, consumers across the country report that they're getting telephone calls from people trying to collect on loans the consumers never received, or on loans they did receive but for amounts they did not owe. Others are receiving calls from people seeking to recover on loans consumers received but where the creditors never authorized the callers to collect for them. So what's the story? The FTC, the nation's consumer protection agency, is warning consumers to be on the alert for scam artists posing as debt collectors. It may be hard to tell the difference between a legitimate debt collector and a fake one. Sometimes a fake collector may even have some of your personal information, like a bank account number. A caller may be a fake debt collector if they seek payment on a debt for a loan you did not authorize or recognize, refuses to give you a mailing address or a phone number, asks you for personal, financial, or sensitive information, or exerts high pressure to try to scare you into paying, such as threatening to have you arrested or to report you to a law enforcement agency. If you think that a caller may be a fake debt collector, ask the caller for their name, company, street address, and telephone number. Stop speaking with the caller. Do not give the caller personal information, financial, or other sensitive information. And lastly, report the call. Contact the FTC and your state attorney general's office with information about suspicious callers. Many states have their own debt collection laws in addition to the federal FDCPA. Your attorney general's office can help you determine your rights under the state law. If you want further information about this, please give me a call, John Mackey, at 888-417-3400. I've handled many of these in the past and know what to do. In response to questions, upscale hotel chain Mandarin Oriental Hotel Group today confirmed that its hotels have been affected by a credit card breach. Reached for comment about reports from financial industry sources about a pattern of fraudulent charges on customer cards that had all recently been used at Mandarin Hotels, the company confirmed it is investigating a breach. We can confirm that Mandarin Oriental has been alerted to a potential credit card breach and is currently conducting a thorough investigation to identify and resolve the issue, the company said in a statement. The statement continues, indicating that some of the chain's point-of-sale systems were infected with malware, capable of stealing a customer card data. Mandarin isn't saying yet how many of the company's 24 or so locations worldwide may be impacted, but banking industry sources say the breach almost certainly impacted most, if not all, Mandarin hotels in the United States, including locations in Boston, Florida, Las Vegas, Miami, New York, and Washington, D.C. Sources also say the compromise likely dates back to just before Christmas 2014. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.